671 Slide American State Trials 1918 Volume X Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. W.J. Cook, 639, made the claim, but that Mr. Candler was a good man, and she felt very strongly and affectionately for him. She admired Mr. Candler and said she had thought a good deal about Mr. Candler's great work. She had always had a great desire to do charitable and philanthropic work herself, but she had never had the means or the money to do it. It had always been her ambition to be in a position where she could not only have the personal touch with the people with whom she was working in a charitable way, but at the same time be in a position to furnish the money to carry out the things that she might decide were best and most charitable. Given this, she thought that Mr. Candler could well afford to be extremely liberal with her, and because it meant so much to him, as he was such a prominent man in every walk of life and in every phase of his life. She had come across a clipping where he had given Emory University $1 million. She said, "I think he would be getting off light if he gave me half that sum, $500,000. She wanted a sum that would about pay to her husband some debts he had made on her account, as she didn't want to leave him like a piker. She wanted to deposit in the bank to his credit a sum that would put him through, and it would take $5,000. There was no paper on the table, but the morning constitution, and she wrote on the margin of the constitution three figures, $1,150, $1,300, and $1,500. She stated that one of these, the $1,150, represented money that her husband had expended for her operation in the hospital a few months previous, and that the $1,300 represented a sum that he owed to an insurance company, and that $1,500 represented a mortgage on a piece of property that he owed. Then, without adding them up, she wrote $4,350, and underneath that wrote $150, and said, "I cannot figure them all up now, but I figured them all up the other evening, and they amount to $5,000, and I want that sum to deposit for him." The pieces of paper torn from the Constitution testified about are identified as Exhibit B by the reporter. She said, "Now when I leave my husband, I will leave a deposit book showing this $5,000 deposited to his credit in the bank. That is to be with the farewell note." I stated to her that we would have a further conference among ourselves about it, and would let her know later what we would have to say, and she left the office. I had no authority or permission to pay her anything, or Cook either. I never offered her anything. After that, I never saw her or Cook either anymore, until this morning. I didn't have any authority from Mr. Candler to offer these people one penny, and I didn't do it. Mr. Cooper, I want to register one more objection to all this testimony. I object to the conversations that occurred between Mr. Adair and the defendant and Mrs. Hirsch upon the further ground that any conversation that occurred between the defendant and Adair could not bind the defendant on trial because he is not the prosecutor in the case. He is a third party.